Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. As we talk with Chef Paul Bartolotta, one of the owners, co-founders, executive chef out at, you're not the executive chef out at Commodore, but I'm really happy that you're joining us up and Adam on this beautiful Friday morning. Paul, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for taking the interest in what we're doing.
Of course. Yeah, it is a truly beautiful space. I've paddleboarded and boated past it, and I've kind of admired the last 2 years just watching it grow. But give us the history of the space and talk about the process of developing kind of an iconic structure into a new entity.
Well, thanks very much again for having me. So, you know, when we, my brother and I have historically looked for locations over the years that we thought would be places that would feel special. And actually, Joe and I had looked at this property many, many years ago, and it was just the scale and scope of it was just daunting. And, you know, we said, you know, this is a little bit too much for us. And so we just, you know, we admired the location, the beauty of it. And David Harrow and Jay Frankie of HF Hospitality Investment Group, purchased the land and, reached out at some point and said, you know, would you like to partner with us on this project? And it was something that, again, I fell in love with the location, and it only took a short amount of time talking with Jay about their vision, which was really rooted in legacy and heritage and history. Their first stop was in the Historical Society to learn about the property. It was built in 1902 at Hasslinger's Resort and Inn on Negwika Lake. And then over many years, it had been things from a sanitarium, which is kind of where I come in. But over the years, it was, you know, a summer camp, and it was a disco in the 70s, honestly, you know, with a crystal ball and everything. Hmm. And it was, and then for almost 40 years, it was run by the Weisgerber family's incredibly iconic restaurant family. And along this journey, you know, our desire was to sort of bring it back to life, give it a refresh. We view ourselves as custodians of this iconic lake country property that is really embedded in the history of the community every day. And for 2 years, it was a little bit like the Pope watching the Sistine Chapel, you know, Michelangelo, when will it be finished? It took a long time to get there because we were very thoughtful and deliberate about everything we did, very intentional, with a long-term view. Because as I said, we view ourselves as the custodians of this property for years to come, and we wanted to take our time, do it right, and really bring it back for the community. And legacy heritage was also the driving force in the food that we're doing in the, mm-hmm. in the restaurant, because it's very like American style food that is rooted in a lot of dishes that historically have connotations to the great restaurants around the country, from, you know, Antoine's in New Orleans to, you know, Solari's to different the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, to all these different places that at one point or another created these iconic recipes, Oysters Rockefeller or things like this, that have history that is connected to the turn of the century when our building was built, what was happening around the country food-wise in the late 1800s up into the 1930s was sort of, you know, 40s and, you know, was the inspiration for the food mm-hmm. to tie to that legacy. And we hope to build a new set of legacies and memories for people in Lake Country.
But you'll have a little bit of nod to the past, as you said, Paul. You worked really hard to reflect each era in the property and kind of honor the legacy of the past from the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And you're doing the same with the menu, right?
Yeah, exactly. So as I said, you know, like, you know, everybody thinks, you know, Caesar salad is American. It was, you know, invented by a guy from Tijuana, Mexico, and it became famous in a restaurant, you know, in Los Angeles. And then later on was became like a dish that you see pretty much around the world. So many of these dishes we are doing for example, you know, the Weisgerbers that owned the Seven Seas mm-hmm. for many years did such a great job. Listen, you don't own a restaurant for 40 years without being iconic. And Jack Weisgerber and his family have done a lot for dining in Wisconsin and in Lake Country. And so to pay homage to Jack, you know, I did a Wiener Schnitzel on the menu. Okay. Well, it was an item that was on the Seven Seas forever. I don't pretend to make it exactly like they used to make it. So I say I'm doing it in homage to this iconic restaurateur and gentleman. But people love, you know, Wiener Schnitzel, and I thought it would be a one way that we could show respect for the past and for the prior owners, but also do something that we thought was, you know, our interpretation of that dish for our current consumer. And remember, you know, the iconic things that once upon a time maybe we felt like was getting old can also become new again, because truly we don't really reinvent anything. Truly new things are always born out of things that were in the past. And I use the analogy with our team. Listen, you know, the review mirror is small. Mm-hmm. Because we need to be looking through the windshield, but we always need to look in the review mirror, because that's where we came from.
Yeah.
That's what's behind us. But what we need to be is looking forward as to what the future will be. And we hope to build this legacy as we go forward.
So from a menu and price standpoint, how does the Commodore fit into the entire Bartolotta portfolio?
I would say it's sort of right in the sweet spot where many of our restaurants are, like a Mr. B's in Brookfield. We have a couple of steaks that are, you know, dry aged that we usually run as specials at Mr. B's in Brookfield, not dissimilar price points to what you might find at a Harbor House, mm-hmm. Or at a Lake Park Bistro or at a Ristorante. So pretty much the sweet spot. You know, Joe and I had always looked at, you know, going out to Lake Country at some point, and we never really felt that the market was quite ready for that, or for what we would do. But once Jay approached me to do the project and I looked at our rewards list of our mm-hmm. rewards members, oddly enough, which we didn't demographically break down to this detail, there we have about 70,000 active rewards members of the 120 in our group, and almost 10,000 of them are out in Lake Country in Waukesha. And so obviously these are loyal people at Mr. B's, and when we track where they dine, we know where they dine. Mm-hmm. And it gave us the encouragement that there is clearly a good market. And we want this property to be accessible. We want it to be easy. So there is an event space on the third floor to do catering and events, okay. Plus the Pleasant View Pavilion for doing weddings and events and corporate events and meetings and social events like, bridal mm-hmm. parties or doing,
And you're going to explore a private member-only space. Can you stick around for a couple minutes after the break?
Of course I can.
All right. Paul Bartolotta joins us on The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. The transformation of the former Seven Seas is complete out in Delafield on Lake Negawicca. It's amazing. The upper level is an event space. The main level is now a new full-service restaurant bar with breakout spaces for private dining areas. Paul Bartolotta joins us this morning on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Paul, tell us a little bit about the executive chef and where he is from.
So Jesse Klosky came to us from a number of places. He had worked out in California, some great restaurants in California, and then he joined us from Rare, and he'd worked for a bunch of hotel and restaurant groups around the country. So we're exceedingly happy to have him in charge of the kitchen. He's got a wealth of experience. He's very comfortable. He knows Lake Country because he had operated out in up in Madison. So he just relocated to Oconomowoc area, and he's very happy and he loves it, and he's doing a fantastic job at developing and cultivating this very young, wonderful crew in the kitchen.
All right, so tell in terms of kind of a more casual paddleboard customer, a lot of people out on the lake boating, are there new boat slips at the space, and will you kind of cater to that customer as well?
So we haven't made a final decision,
okay.
But we do believe that the members that are on, that the people that own on the lake might have a real interest in Club 1902, because that way they can invite friends over for cocktails and come over and let me take you to my club and come across the lake. So at the moment, the boat slips are currently open for people to okay. come over and dine. And so people have come over and dined in the restaurant already. That's already started to happen. But maybe at one point we are under a conversation maybe to consider having this be for the members as sort of a perk so that they know they have a spot when they come over. But we haven't made a final decision. Currently, we've added 12 vote slips, and we're just, again, we're learning and listening to how people have utilized it in the past and sort of how we want to sort of see it evolve into the future. You know, many things that we're doing, I think, are a little bit of a new approach to how we want to host events and do events. It's a very elevated but relaxed. It's sophisticated but easy in the environment. Everything is intended to be comfortable so that people feel comfortable in the environment, that it doesn't become too formal. Mm-hmm. It's not intended to be only a special occasion property. But if you're doing a special event, for example, our bridal suite and our groomsmen boathouse are going to be two very special amenities to the property. So when brides and grooms are here, there's a special place for them. But in addition, the club will be something we'll be rolling out more information in the short future. But if people are interested, and they go to Bartolotta.com under the Commodore, and there's a link where people can, you know, put their information in. And then as we have more details about Club 192, we will certainly let people know. But it will be obviously the most bespoke experience, the most elevated experience on the property, but at the same time, very relaxed and accessible.
Okay. And you're fully open today?
We opened on Wednesday,
okay.
So a day or two ago, and now we're up and running. Obviously, there's been 2 years in the coming, and we're very proud and excited that everyone has a story about the Seven Seas, my mother, my grandmother, family stories. So we want to build on that legacy, but we're going to build carefully and thoughtfully. We're starting with certain limits on our reservations, because what's most important to us is that we deliver on the Bartolotta promise, that when people come in, that the staff is attentive, that the service choreography goes well, that the food is delicious, that the cocktails are made right, the timing is right. And, mm-hmm. you know, the ballet of a restaurant is a complicated thing, and we take this very serious. Training is paramount for all these years of the Bartolotta restaurants. We've always made training focus. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're gonna walk before we run.
Right.
There's a lot of expansion. We're starting at five nights a week. Then we'll be adding six and seven.
All right, Sunday. I gotta get to break, Paul. But the Commodore on Lake Negawicca now open. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much.